We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with Greg McKinley, Riley County Commissioner in District 2, and Alice Massimi, the new Public Information Officer here in Riley County. And we've got just a few minutes left. If you want to squeeze in a phone call, we will do so here for the next few minutes, 785-537-1350. You can ask them anything Riley County business related. And we were talking a little bit off air, Greg, about kind of your experience with department heads and what that's been like. I know you guys might both comment on this.
Yeah, the part of it, in December, I started trying to go around to each of the department heads to meet with them, you know, just to introduce to them on a personal basis, you know, just to get to know the person, but also what their department does and how, you know, what I need to do to work with them and work with them. And every one of them almost that I talked about how the county works so well together with the different departments. And I know they have, I don't know whether weekly or every other week, the department heads get together in case there's questions between the departments so they can, you know, bring them up and clear them up so that it doesn't cause a problem. And you would think that was the standard, but from those classes, commissioner orientation classes, the way they talked about it, there isn't always the way it is, that there are some places where one department tries to say, well, that's our thing. You can't do that. That's our department. You're not supposed to be dealing with that. And there's disputes between the different ones. And also even between sometimes the other elected officials, because the way the county's set up, certain departments, the other elected officials, like the attorney, clerk, treasurer, and registrar of deeds, they don't work for the county commissioners. They are, in effect, their own department. Obviously, work together, but there's some cases they talked about where the county treasurer didn't like something that the county commissioners were doing and sued the county commissioners that went on for several months, things. And in some sheriff department someplace, the county commissioners told them they should fire one guy, and he didn't want it, and it went to court. I don't see that problem. And from talking to people, it hasn't been that way here for a long time. Everybody really cooperates together and works together to try to make things happen. And this COVID thing has been an example. There's people from other departments helping with health department if they need to. And they were asking volunteers to go out and help direct traffic. And works well together in the county.
All right. Alice, has that been kind of your experience too?
Yeah, definitely. You know, especially coming from DC, which is so politically charged, where if you're a Republican or a Democrat, you know, you decide you can't work together just because you're a member of a different party. And I've found it quite refreshing here, and that that doesn't matter. And people are just out to, you know, to help others, and especially working on this committee regarding COVID. You know, we'll have meetings where we all disagree, but we respect each other's opinions. And at the end of the day, you know, we'll come up with a solution, and nobody's feelings are hurt, and everybody's kind of willing to compromise. And it's not just one of those things where you're sitting on the opposite side of the aisle, so we have nothing in common and we're not going to work together, which, as we know, accomplishes nothing.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely true. I might just ask, I know you guys meet once a month. Riley County, Pottawatomie County, and the City of Manhattan have a joint meeting, and it was discussed at least last month that Pottawatomie County seems to feel like they were left out a little bit on some of the city matters here. I don't know what their relationship has been like with Riley County here of recent, but I know at times in the past it's been a little strained. Has there been any work by this new commission to improve relationships with your neighboring counties?
We tried. I don't think, and like I said, I've been to one of those meetings so far, so I don't have although I did watch in on Zoom on some of the others. I don't think there's been, I haven't seen any problem between Riley and Pottawatomie County. It seems to be between each one with the cities, and we just have to work together. You know, there's been questions. I don't think there's any major blow-ups, but there's always disagreements of what different people think should happen. But I think we can work together. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
All right. We have a caller here with a question or a comment here. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I heard briefly some of the stuff that was being discussed. One of the things that I heard was, you know, the revenue is down, so just raise property taxes or something. I mean, that should not be the way to look at it. When revenue is down, you know, try to cut expenses. You know, homeowners don't have unlimited money, and everybody's in the same boat as, you know, the economy is, the country is. So, you know, try to cut down expenses instead of trying to increase revenue by increasing the property taxes. You should look for other revenues, not just raising property taxes. That's my comment.
All right. I think he's referring to the city commission. That was a discussion at the city level here recently. But, you know, the point is well taken.
Well, the county actually this year, which it was before me, the group before us, though, actually lowered the mill levy this year. They did try to cut things. And in looking forward, that's the expectation this year is not to try to raise things. We know people are having trouble, and that's not the intention. The one I mentioned raising, I said if we have to rebate a bunch of money, we've got to raise it somewhere. But I don't think that's going to happen. But just on the day-to-day stuff, yes, the county has been watching to control expenses. And like I say, this year actually lowered it a small amount. And the intention, I'm sure, is this year is to try to hold the taxes the same again.
All right. Well, thank you for the calls. We had some good calls here this morning. I don't remember last time we had four or five phone calls in a show. So that's good to hear. And that means people are engaged and want to know what's going on in our county. And I might just give you guys an opportunity here to plug anything else you need to get plugged here. Alice, do you have anything else you want to make sure to get across?
I would just ask people to be patient with us. You know, everybody else, COVID is something that none of us have dealt with before. And I would ensure you that the leaders in the county are doing our best. We know that one of the first vaccine clinics had some hiccups. And as you can see, we worked through those. We found a new location. We're doing our best to get as many vaccines in arms of Riley County residents as we can. And just please reach out if you have questions. And if you don't hear back from us right away, it's not because we don't care. It's just because we're getting lots of questions, lots of calls, lots of emails. So just again, be patient and hang in there.
All right. Greg, anything else you wanted to get across here before we go?
No, I think the same thing. They have been working and improving things. And Alice has done a great job being dropped in the middle of just as the vaccination starting. There's been a lot of work for her to do to try to get information out. She's been doing a good job. And like I said, that first day, there was, you know, it wasn't smooth, but it wasn't. Actually, I was in one of those in line because I'd gotten the call and waiting in the line out in the parking lot. It wasn't as bad as I thought it could be. It wasn't. It was the first time. I knew it was going to be tough, and they've improved it directly. I've heard from a lot of people how much smoother things are going now. You know, it takes a while. You can make all the plans in the world until you actually have to implement them. You don't see what the problems are, and they've adapted quickly to make it easier for everyone.
We've got, looks like one more caller. One of our regular guys wants to squeeze in a comment. We got to make it quick.
One more caller.
Paul, go ahead if you're ready.
Oh, it's going to be real short.
Okay.
I don't know who these people are that are on. I just tuned in. But I heard you say something about you're trying to cut expenses. We just purchased, they just approved buying $38,000 truck. I don't understand why we would buy a truck this time of year, probably have to pay for it, take delivery in the fall. Why don't we combine the city and the county? The city's got trucks sitting down there they don't use. We got consolidated law enforcement. Let's consolidate the city and the county, and then you only have to buy one truck. And then...
All right, that's all the time we have there. You make a quick comment if you want, Greg.
Well, like I said, we signed the authorization to purchase, but it won't be delivered until next fall when the next winter season comes. And so we wouldn't be paying for it until it actually gets here. The city has snow trucks, but when it snows, they're using them the same as we are. unless somebody wants to only do the city or only do the county with those trucks. They both need those snowplows.
Yeah, yeah, very important. Greg, Alice, appreciate the time here, and we'll look forward to talking to you both in the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, that's going to wrap up our show today. Coming up tomorrow, Pottawatomie County Schools and Manhattan Area Technical College will be featured on the program.
Our American Stories, Todd Herman in for Rush.